The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Based funds, so they
support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
They can make their own direct impact through making more money and being able to make larger charitable donations. And I've certainly got one advised client who's been able to do that and literally has paid a lot more money into the roof fund for the church as a result of just investing much more successfully in a broader gamut of funds.
Thank you very much, Brian. If you're interested in ethical investing, you can find lots more information about it at goodmoneyweek.com, which is the website of the organisers of Good Money Week. And, of course, you can read more of Brian's evidence at fundexpert.co.uk. And we're always keen to hear your views. What do you think of ethical investment? Have you owned a fund that has worked out brilliantly or terribly? Let us know how you got on. Our address is money@ft.com. On to our final item for today. In 2000, the Equitable Life Assurance Society, one of the UK's oldest and most trusted financial brands, came perilously close to collapse. It had made extravagant promises of guaranteed incomes for certain